好，这道题就是 describe an interesting clothes in your country and explain why it is very interesting. 这是一道比较好玩的题目。很多的同学拿到这道题目的时候呢，第一个映入脑海的这个大题的方向肯定是跟比如说中山装，比如说跟旗袍这些比较传统的比较代表性的中国的服饰，然后呢建立起关系，想要这么去答。但是呢有一个非常大的问题，是因为我们并不是非常了解比如说中山装也好，比如说旗袍也好，它的服饰的材质啊，服饰的这个历史啊，相关的故事啊等等这些非常具体的细节信息，所以我们一旦强行的去回答的话，很可能就会牺牲我们的答题连贯性和流畅性。所以呢，我对于这道题目的啊，只要所有跟 clothes 相关的话题，我对于大家的建议就是去答 school uniform。比如说，What is the most popular clothes right now in your school? And explain why, it is your favorite. 那么，还有说这个你觉得校服好还是这个 casual clothes 好？我们都去选择校服。那么需要注意的一点是，这道题问我们一个点，他说 explain why it is very interesting。所以为了更好的去切题的话，我可能需要去铺垫两到三句话。那么我怎么样去解释穿校服是一个非常 interesting phenomenon 呢？来个对比不就出来了吗？ You know, unlike students in those Western countries like America, Canada, Australia, students got to wear casual clothes, whatever clothes that they like to wear. But here in China, every student is required to wear school uniform, which I think is very interesting phenomenon. 那么接下来就是 But I think that wearing school uniform actually is very good for students from two aspects. First of all, students can save a lot of time to shop for clothes that they like, and then they can use the time to do whatever they like. For example, I love taking music night courses. 是不是可以套段子？其次呢，就是可以省钱嘛，因为 they don't have to shop for different clothes, which might be very money consuming, 对不对？ Or which might cost them a lot of money. So actually, I think, as a student, all my money comes from my parents. So I would rather use the money saved by not dressing the casual clothes, not shopping for casual clothes to buy more useful books to enrich my knowledge and improve my academic performance on my final exam. 对不对？这样的话，答题就非常的简单了。